Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to How to Go Out with Darren Louise and Shiva, an Acast production.
Valdarov, her nashkidi, how to go out, lumsa Darren.
Lumsa Shiva.
August lumsa Louise.
What's the watch of Colleen?
Oh no, what her fault?
Yeah.
She docker is still big kind, so the tooth of girlish and budge Crayla.
Oh my god, we've been incessant, non stop.
We had to nip the gossiping in the bud and chin. Yeah.
But
Leshen
we
can pod.
Know we're gossip, Lejane, for going, and it wasn't like we were gossiping about anyone other than ourselves. We're so fucking egotistical.
I know, self involved.
No, but be Eha Warog of Sharon Saturn.
Listen, I'll tell you one thing, you cannot beat the El Premium level in Crow Park for an Eha War.
So I'm just going to put this on the record now. I am never going to a GA match with Thurin ever again in my hail. Really.
Or not.
Not a puck of the ball nor a kick of the Learode did we see on the night. I'm embarrassed if Declan's listening. I'm going to have to come out with the truth here because we had to gay the all in the premium level.
Yeah, fair play to
what
Declan.
What were you saying in your big Dublin accent? Primos.
The Primo. Yeah. Primo. No, as if I'd say Primo.
She didn't say Primo.
We're at the Primos. Yeah. We're up in the Primos, babe. Well, yeah.
Sure. Listen, we're on the side of the for me. I'm usually slumming it on the hill. So, and I, like this time of year is fucking bitter. So yeah. This is really, I felt like a bougie bitch now.
Yeah. And with this Morlady and Nirkashi Gansey, so she was actually very
Nirkashi.
Oh, well warned.
Blacklia.
Well warned now. Yeah, no, Nirkashi and Blacklia paraphernalia. I could have been a Limerick woman, I could have been a Kerry woman, I could have been a Dublin woman for all anybody knew.
I'd say there was a stage tonight where she was one of each. But anyway, the night like got out of hand. So it started as like, you know, Cúpla Deoch actually with my Tish Mahori. So like it started very innocent.
Also, can I say, Rodwan, okay, Clumber, Dukta, Tish Mahori, Louise, and in the E, guys, like, Louise, I get it. I just, the three of them flat out with the chat, and like, they were all so gassed. I like, didn't know who to be concentrating and listening to. So, fair play now, Coco, Augustam, Matashavigay, shout out more. But my Anna Holt, Azar, Nihilicheda.
Is it just a constant stream of commentary and there's no breaks?
Oh my god, yeah, the three of them just talking over each other. And like, that was without the other three daughters in the mix. So I can only imagine what you're all like together.
Chaos, carnage. Yeah. But anyway, so we went our separate ways into Crow Park, myself and Darren, like up to the fucking bar in the Premier.
I didn't know myself. Premium my level. God almighty.
And that was it. That was our night. We fucking stayed Eganmar, Duntamer Fad, and we met lots of characters. And
yeah. We met loads of our lads. Like it was just the two of us and men over 60. We like no.
And they were queuing up for us.
They were queuing, no, but like we kind of knew them. Like there were some locals from my
Adair contingent as well.
Yeah, we met a load of Adair men. We met BT, the king of known locally the King of Clontarf. We had a great sing song actually. Do you remember that? Brian Trainor sang 1500 peelers couldn't catch him. Paddy from Mullingar.
August Kirsty has bond this Louise like Darren Heha.
Yes, Darren's memories and he's firing on mission egg and we to shot and we will move on. But like we ended up in Piper's Corner, fast forward, good though look or margin, right? Darren stands up, who is, by the way, Darren is a great woman to go to a sing song with because she's so talented and can actually sing and lilt, as we know, that I'm obsessed with, and play instruments and do all the above. So the sing song started like very stunningly. Darren took the fiddle off the main man and started
Louise, this is not what happened. Like, you commandeered the fiddle and was like, now Darren's gonna play us a tune. And I was warned.
I can see him.
She called me up. I was summoned from the other end of the bar. Darren, Tarnsa. Now Darren's gonna play us a tune. And your man had the fiddle packed away. He had to take it back out again now so I can play a tune. And then the next thing,
come here. You fairly went for it. You didn't. You weren't long getting it out.
Listen, girl. Yeah. Not one to shy away from the limelight now.
But the tunes are mighty, right? They're in Zuner thing, and everyone, in fairness, in the whole bar is like, oh my god, she's unreal. I'm actually clapping along because you are, right? They're in finished their tune. then takes a notion, right? I swear to God, I didn't see this coming. Michelle, because Cuiva chats. Hello, Cuiva. If you're engaged, we were sitting together innocently, being like, God, fair play to Derry, she's excellent, getting our Instagram content of her fiddling away. Anyway, she stands up after she's fiddled, right? Proceeds to make an announcement to the entire bar to clap her hands for Hush, right? And introduce me to the floor for my song. And she's like, Louise is going to get up now and sing us the Galway Shawl. So, like, if I hadn't fucking 25 vodkas drank, I would have obviously.
A better woman.
I got as bowed as brass and I was like.
And the whole place was singing along too. It was amazing. It was like, you know, Jacob Collier, you know, the way he goes up and he has like makes a choir out of the audience. Well, he could learn a few things from Louise Cantillon.
So I'm in my singer-songwriter era.
Okay. Stunning. Stunning.
If you need anything commissioned.
And would standing ovation, Ania?
Do you know what? Like, it rippled out. It just kind of naturally, I think I probably blew people away.
Oh, you did. You know, it was fantastic. And then, you did another number afterwards, if you remember. We'll say no more now about that one. It was a bit controversial.
What number did I do?
Sean South from Carry On.
Oh, yeah. But like, you see this, do you know what? I actually probably cleared the place, to be honest, because it got very empty after that.
No, do you not remember then? Because I obviously know the lads from the Piper's Corner well. I'm in there
all the time.
But they, by the end of the night, like, the place did clear out over the next hour. And they were like, for fuck's sake, you need to leave. So then I had to clear everybody out. And we did. But do you know what? A great place for an old sing song. And you can go there in the night of our live show. It's just around the corner. Oh, Holla and Saoirse.
The segue, Audie Austin.
Now. That we'll go there after our live show for the after party like sing song.
Thought that was already made. Thought that pact was done and dusted.
Oh, perfect. Well, good thing I got a trial run of the Galway Shawl. The acoustics are good, girlos.
Yes.
Bring your fiddles.
Yes.
So hold on. So if you thought the exocru the sing songs, August V2 with Cough Didi Marcus and Pub. So were you an employee then?
I don't have shares, but every now and then Sean or Gary throw me up a free drink, and you know, okay. I'll take that as my payment, so fair play.
Okay.
So even now, obviously Michelle, because they're in like out and about and obviously being very sensible here, they saw her. And what did you get up to for your weekend, girl?
For me, Gordesh, Conor na Gaeilge, so on Cogal, Bleen Thul, Yevish Gahalan, just about a mass in Gael, August Le, McCoag, Loch Erfod, and Iha Haran, we had a dinner dance, Lekaili Moore. The huge, yeah. You know, the huge. Aww,
yeah, the huge.
It was brill. But I'm like Cinderella times. Awalia, Eggmani, Hemmer, Vimir, and Telly on Rotten Dergion.
I know. I know. I think the Hall near and Telly, Mon, I think I was in the horrors, like looking at your Instagrams in bed. I had like stuck to my forehead. And I was like, oh, she looks fab.
Yeah, I was interviewing the first female stormtrooper that was ever on Star Wars.
Oh, hello.
There you go.
Niche, but we like it. I know.
Look, yeah. You meet many people there in Glorsha.
God, that's who's all. Oh, Narth can Narth now, in fairness, girl.
I don't know who's next, you know, after that.
Well, I'm telling you. Well, if you're missing out on all these wild Saturday nights, it would be worth your while, you know?
Do you know what? Sinead, they need to up the guests now, so that they make up for me losing all my nights. I'm just a Dahianish air. I'm not a party animal, Hilla.
Oh, shut up. I don't believe it for a fucking second.
No, we're like, I may eat a flannel, and I feel like the planned ones aren't the good ones.
No, but you know what? Okay, in fairness though, Tatu just really bridled if we law her. I feel like you're in a busy era and to fall Rhaegar and Banish and everything like that. Girl, you're gonna be back out now in the party scene.
True.
And also, it's sometimes not the lack of planning, like, is actually a bad thing. Sometimes planning them is better. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, do you think? I was saying the opposite.
No, but I'm actually saying planning. If I could have foreseen like the debauchery,
Saturday night,
I wouldn't have gone. Like, that's it. My relationship with Darren and the drink is over now.
Ah, Louise. Sinead, like,
Darren, are you? You're breaking over there on the pod.
It's a slow burner, Darren.
The long goodbye.
I might have an hour one night standard here.
Well, I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago we went to wine tasting, and I was in the fucking horrors after the wine tasting. And I knew that you were doing it at the time, but it didn't really register with me. Like, I was drinking all the wine samples, and you were kind of just leaving them around the room after you took a sup or two. And I texted the next day.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I texted. Right, I was in
Gilbert.
I just broke. No. Oh no.
We can more than the people who can't see what just happened. Darren has just broken. She knocked off the couch one of her feckin' famous delf.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's 250 I'll never see again.
The handle is dush.
Oh, Jesus. You could glue that back on again, maybe.
Do you know what? Now you bring the glue the next week and I'll let you at that arts and crafts corner.
For fuck's sake.
Darren, I think that that's an analogy for us breaking up. Your Delph has literally broken.
Oh, girl. Tame and a Shacht on a show, which you've all of
thought. Oh.
How to be in your healthy era.
Now, this ironic.
I know. No, in fairness, when we were talking about this, it was pre the mad night out, and we were all actually doing really well, being very healthy the last while, weren't we?
Mm.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, Shiva, I'm going to come to you first. Talk to me about your healthy era.
Oh, yeah. So, Tommy's a gym. Leshen, Monish, Imlina. Like, Vime's a gym, Hannah Fame, but now I'm just being a little bit more consistent, but with obviously just a focus on going three times a week. And Tommy a gym knew it, and Nurakumi, and they were like, you know, Kirtian slat toast girl at Usoid, and I was like, I don't want to weigh myself, I don't want to use a dress size, I'm not into that, you know.
Yeah.
If I go three times a week, there will be positive benefits that'll come with it. Energy, might feel that I look better, all that kind of stuff. I really winch in ear that, like, near Yenshi Chin, they thought that I had like possible disordered eating because I asked not to.
Oh, are you
judge
serious?
It by that? Yeah, I have to be like, no, this is just the, like, the approach that I want to use. It's just like my PBs and all that boring stuff.
But that's a way healthier though then.
I don't know. And like the Misha Hay Shana Kudema Kahaver, like Shina Erber to McCown, and like Nocke Shin and Spruck. So when she near me Gur Sajim Garou, she'd like, no, this is how we measure it. I was like, oh, I thought Gromer Creek na hella shin.
Well, on like Connus Tatu Egtos and Rudso, and will you like a glock of picks? Are you taking picks?
No, nothing. I'm not doing anything. Like, to me, though, like a gym 3 hours a shock, then, like, surely I'll feel better after that.
I guess where they're coming from is just technically, like, on Tave, I don't know, only off the day, if I was a personal trainer, do you know, so that they can show you your progress. Like, you can map it in some way, like, either through pictures.
It's okay, but I suppose I'm very aware, we'll make you kind of brisha on Rudshug, or like, or bunning, like, a vet, Tawny new a vet, Bjorn. August Cochram Leve Slon Tool. So anyway, to my point on a whole thousand gym.
It's Bralam and Mionshin, by the way.
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, Vidruk Esperish Egg Anakwadini Yogasidni Soiga. So it was kind of really make kin egg rev megiri. I wanted to work against that. But I'm loving it. I'm working my way towards a chin up at the moment. It's great.
You go, girl.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm on my vits. Have all my protein. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
I know.
Do you know what you should do now? You should email the gym a copy of our link to the TG Cahar player Gadida Clara Foshnation Shiva Idr Herp August.
Oh, I didn't want to say. I didn't be like, babe, I've done a documentary on this.
Yes. Excuse me.
She has had a great one at that.
Give it the upload. Call the Sandor Shiva Idr Herp examine.
Shanae Gadir. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks.
She even got into her shimmers and did a little underwater.
I did.
Recording.
Oh, God. I hate that. Oh, no, not that I hate those scenes, but like,
you looked great though. Again, I feel like we just say this to you all the time. You look great.
Oh, no. Can I say though, being in your swimmers on the telly is very fucking humbling.
It was
for anyone.
It was just my hair, like wet hair. But like, wet hair is just not a good look unless it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they got me like coming up out of the pool, and my hair is just like stuck to my head. Christ. And then they got like shots of me under the water, and I thought
they looked so cool.
They are, but it's my face. I was like, eyes half open. They were like, keep your eyes open. So I was like staring into the chlorine, the chlorinated water.
Oh.
So it's not the most flattering. Yeah,
the hardest fucking working presenter ever. What about you, Louise? You've been kind of in your healthy.
In my healthy era, I was like unreal and nerd, Leshen Gym, Riven Vanish. I was feckin' at it the whole time, like 4 days a week. And then obviously that ship sailed. So now I'm in my running era. So Hussig May lads, Leshen Park runs, Shay Shachtanohin and Tom Fosigre. So like, sorry, I've done one every Saturday for the last 6 or 7 weeks. I think it'll be the 7th week by the time this airs, so now I'm held accountable. And my aim ever since our chatter in Bod was like, I need to do it. It's Rock and Nomade. So, gals, I'm down to Fernay Nomade.
What?
Yeah.
I am so impressed with that.
Oh, so it's impressive. Sorry, excuse me. It's impressive when Louise does a 5K in 30 minutes. But when I do it at 35, it's like... Slugging up.
Near Hoshik Shiig Ri. Shock to the head. Like,
right. So I need to be on your now and say, when I did it first, I kept stopping to walk at like the fourth kilometer.
Oh, but Kai too.
Yeah. Kai too. So then I was like, call me a Clonfane, that I was like, if I do five and I get like say I start doing them without stopping, yeah, full 5k, I'll buy myself a new pair of runners, because these girls I run with, I don't know actually mean to the Gaisha Flesh and Pod, I've just come to know them through running.
Oh, they're
your running friends,
friends of friends, yeah.
Louise, everywhere you go you collect friends, doesn't she? Like, you can't go to the corner shop like they're making a new friend.
But you know what, I was so impressed by them, because they would just like start running and it came so easily to them, so then I wanted to be keeping up with them back there, and I was like, at least if I go with them again I'll kind of know, like, I don't know the pace they're going at per kilometre. So anyway, Tom Shagira, like, you know, kilometre a rate like in about 6 minutes, that's the aim. But anyway, the girls were like, you need to get hookah runners, right, because they're the they're like what all the running girlos are wearing these days,
right?
Okay. So I was like, I'll buy myself a pair of hookahs after five runs, but I haven't bought them yet, but they're on the agenda. And girls, like, you won't know me, the next thing I'll be fucking investing in one of those little zip up vests with the pockets.
For your little liquids and stuff, your gels.
Rodwand de Raw is even of egret. Love it, love it for the mind, love how I feel on a Saturday. It's truck no made, I'm done by 10 o'clock Saturday morning, stunning. Don't know if it's koevachtok though or maherp, like instant chili in a rev shay, nervous flat out in the gym, but again was my spruch unvanish, and was I way more like better with the food, like, sure, hello, like, what the fuck were we at Saturday night eating and drinking, do you know? So I don't know if it's like, it's probably, it's the full thing, you really need to be eggy and probably a chain of bits.
Didn't she go or they seal not nanan? Like, they work different parts of the herp, like. Kurt Futsa, gym master.
God, I'm back in my gym era. No, I've been very bad. I was in Clare near event. We made it's a gym show, right? And it was fucking truckado euros shachtin. And if you made dull, and like, you'd go to like three, they were kind of like semi permanent or semi kind of private training things. It was a small gym. Like, it did fuck all for me now. It was kind of one of those things, you turn up and I like feel like I do something. And then, you know, near my really fall fuck ass. Sarah Magakuntenklar, I was in a great, I was going to a PT in Mackley and I was in great shape. So I've really let the fitness go, or the weight training fall by the wayside now. I was doing a bit of running, as we know. A bit of running slash walking, yeah. But anyway, Tamahar Nash, Umper na machin, and Josh, like, yeah, it's great. I wouldn't say like I'm like the most you know, I don't buy into the whole thing, like, I'm not making any protein shakes or anything like that, I'm just doing weight. I think it's good to mix up your exercise, you know. So I'm in weight training Nisha Fike Tommel, I'll do Rodegan Ella Tacht and Tarek. Oh, I was doing a lot of yoga and stuff come off.
Yeah, so this is something we'd promised to do, but I guess it's awkward when we're kind of Father and Akela, and anytime we meet up we just go fucking drinking. We are the problem.
We're trying to shift this.
But it's the best hobby to have.
I know
friends.
It is,
like, let's be
but
real.
I started thanks to you going back to the nice place on Fenian Street.
It is really nice.
Oh, an autograph on Tim Uxin. We went to an event there once. It's gorgeous location, isn't it?
And so Cian, I think it was Cúpla Seachtain. Anyway, I went to like a 6:30 a.m. class, 7 a.m.
This is why we don't do yoga together, because you couldn't fucking pay me to get in bed at 6:30.
I know, but now you couldn't usually pay me either, but it was just going to be a law Harvick and no hook, and I was like, this now would set me up great for the day. Just do it, get it done. And I find I don't really get too much of a physical workout from yoga either, but it's like the mental thing for me is phenomenal. So anyway, lads, it was Lambert Rachel Schacht. I was lying on the mat in my shavasana or whatever the last lie down thing is. Did that sound good?
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm lying down anyway, doing my little bit of mock move, and it's so bougie in this place. They come around with a little eucalyptus infused cold face cloth.
Yeah, it's not yoga,
put on your face. So I'm there like inhaling eucalyptus at Lambert Rachel Schacht, thinking to myself, am I like coal smog lump face?
Yeah.
Organized Colleen. And I trotted to work, like, a little pep in my step.
Is that better on this Farfwy Ochliocht is like, oh, is it the
smugness?
Yeah, well, Agassan, like, is it the serotonins?
Endorphins. Yeah.
And like, I think Gerbun and endorphins, Agassan smugness, but just Mohinta, you're like, I went goody and wrong, Shane. I have my fucking life, Lekela. You know,
absolutely.
I had Vima Aidi Reagum, Vima Aun and Aum, you know, and like, now I can.
Literally, fair kind of hooked, and I'm picking up my flat white and tang and walking here, being like,
Who are you?
You need to vlog your lawn.
What I have to say is, like, this did happen once a month ago. Yeah. But like, I'll be dining out on it.
Do you know what's funny about that is like, that's the person that you want to be. You've done it once, you can do it again, Louise.
Yeah, Girl Margot. Okay. Yeah. Sets alarm for Lara Tracy Shea.
Cream Michigan Jim Margin like Lara Tracy Shea, but if you drunk eat a cuddle to me and a goose like a tree giddy like a cooig and then be an alarm labula a caru kuna shea and I just snooze it. I was like, I'm not doing it. Goose make fit Tracy Shea. I was like, fuck it, I'll go.
Yes.
And rimme like giddy and corgs for me own it like cooig now my day, but I got it done.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, fine.
I
know. Fair play.
And do you know another thing? It's when you don't want to do it, they feel the best.
Yeah. I was like, I really don't want to go. And after I was like, fuck's sake, I feel good.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
I know, Tasha. But you know, Sinéad Fáilín, Meagher Caimíonar, Seán O'Connor, because I feel like sometimes there's a huge pressure on people like to be like, oh, going to the gym and stuff like that all the time. Like, we're not like this.
No.
Normally.
This is not the focus of our lives.
No. So this is a real kind of like Rud Nua, Gwilin Truer going. If a healthy feel her.
Yeah, but actually, I don't know, a woman Reeve hate Kirsty Ockley, they're really a flair indoor. Shock us, obviously, Rihanna, Darren.
We decided to avoid it after that. Yeah.
Yeah, but there isn't like a really committed sports person among us.
No. Well, sorry. Now, what about.
You're adjacent. You're a sports person adjacent. You're the
fourth member of this trio, yeah.
Well, like, do you know what's funny? I guess Nervim were like, obviously, in a Coney to Kayla, it was different because I would see him being so committed with the diet and eating so well. And
but
like,
now you don't.
But now I'm kind of like, in my bachelor pad here, it's very easy to fucking be like, shall I just nip down to Toners?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Listen, it's like, what's that poem? Like, two roads converged.
Oh, yeah.
The road less traveled.
The road less traveled.
It's always the road to the gym.
Yeah, yeah. But myself and Shiva took the road well travelled to Toners last week. Actually, had a sneaky little pod together.
Yeah, we did.
It was gorge.
What about, can we tell the story about Shiva?
Yes. Sorry, yeah, yes.
Tagging another famous Thurin.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
And I just put the picture up and like tagged her and then put my phone down and I don't have my notifications on. And also we were having a great lovely time.
Yeah,
we were.
Yeah, the two of us.
Meanwhile, you're down, you've tagged the picture and I'm on show right. Quick scroll Instagram, getting into the shower. Anyway, I was like, fuck it, Shiva's after tagging the wrong Thurin. So I messaged her like alert. I was like, Shiva,
you tagged her, Gary.
I sent Bather like shock no cooling message in a row.
Yeah.
And hopped in the chair. I was like, she'll surely see it. Came out, you still hadn't read it. And I was like, should I call her?
We were just having a lovely pint in the chat.
I know.
So yeah, dragger she may. She saw it before I realised that it was up. She said, wrong there, and I fucking wish I was having a pint.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Very
good. So did we when we realised.
Yeah, we did.
So
that was very, you were mortified.
I was.
Two DGs from North Dublin. What are the odds?
There you go. What are the odds? But anyway, yeah, that's what the point I was trying to make is, I think you would get the very much the wrong impression here that we're three Fitzbo gals, and it's very much not the case. It just happens that our healthy years are coinciding, and also that there is some intervening points, which I think is very important. Just because you're in your healthy girl era, it's important to have the iron. You know,
I'm anemic.
Yeah.
I'm anemic. I'm anemic. Like, did I ever tell you when I was told about how I was anemic?
No,
okay, this is a bit of a mad scale, right?
Yeah.
So, Cahill was like, I don't feel well. He's like, I feel like I'm missing something, like something vital. He's like, I want to get my bloods done. He was like, will you come as well? I was like, yeah, feck it. So, the nanos the quid full of all dainty gobliantil, which I didn't know. Anyway. No.
Just the doctor.
Yeah, you're meant to just go and get them done once a year just to get them checked out. So I went with them. Anyway, grand. We went on our lunch break, came back. I was working from home. Glean doctor that did my bloods and was like, Shiva, why did you get your bloods done? And I was like, because Cahill was getting his done. And he was like, no, tell me, like, why did you get them done? And I was like, no, like, that's all. Like, just because Cahill was getting it done. He was like, you are severely iron deficient. You need to go to hospital right now. You need a blood transfusion. And I was like, sorry, what? And he was like, you're meant to be between like 7 and 11. And I was like 3 or something like that.
Oh,
and he was like, anything below 4, you need a blood transfusion. I was like, oh my God. So I was like, okay. And I went down to Cahill. I was like, Cahill, like, I need a blood transfusion. He was like, hold on. He was like, is there anything wrong with you? Like, do you feel anything? I was like, no, actually. And he was like, I feel like I could be like that. He was like, I think he might have mixed up the results. So I was like, oh. So we rang him back and he was like, I don't think so. He was like, feck it, come down again and I'll test his again, see who it is. Went down, got retested, had to rush to the matter to get them my bloods, and they were like, no, it is you.
Oh my god, stop.
So I had to spend 12 hours in A&E for them to tell me that I have low blood iron and I have to take iron twice a day.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And yeah. Did you get the transfusion?
No, I didn't, because I had zero symptoms, because it was because I'm vegetarian, but obviously
You never mentioned that in the vegetarian episode.
It's probably the fucking flora.
But they said because it happened so gradually, that's why I had zero symptoms. Like I wasn't weak, I wasn't tired, it wasn't anything that you normally have with anemia. Yeah. Anyway, 12 hours in A&E, they're like, no, you're grand, you just need to take iron. And Guinness.
But they're near
with me charitable. Yeah, like I had zero symptoms. So yeah, we should just kind of, if she's just on a drama tool, it was like rush to the hospital.
Well, thanks be to God, everything's all right.
Oh, she looks shin-rud.
And you know what? For your health, anytime that you're feeling iron deficient, you give me a ring. We'll go down to the grave diggers. Just for you. I wouldn't do that for anybody.
I'll do coke just, in all the, you know, honestly.
I know. Arvahala shin pulchreila, arvahala the hlante.
What would I do without you girls?
I don't know.
Honestly.
I don't know. You'd probably you'd be in the matter every second week. Anyway.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I've been doing a lot of saunas and cold plunges, Ladini. I know, sorry girl, I hardly recognise myself. I don't know. Like, we'll see how long this lasts now. But Kesht Simul, when you're in the changing room, a Dullagor Snav or a sauna, are you a rag off in the dressing room kind of girl, or are you a bit more modest? Cathy and Thu.
I'm actually delighted that you've asked this question. So also in my sauna going era, yes. Like, again, don't recognise myself. So I Aaron Cooper's afternoon, we went to the one down in Clare, which was
I know, you make so jealous.
Clad in our swimmers and like went into the sauna, jumped into the sea, then drove home in dry ropes of Isha Shin Grant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then we did a Kianella in Malachlia Lajani, right? Oh, yeah. Where it had a very open plan, mixed changing area.
Oh.
And I came down, no swimmers on. And yeah. I was like, sure, I'll throw it on when I get there. Like, but I didn't realise it would be a full, like, you know, it was open plan. It was just kind of like, near ever really even any show more festive set. It was just like
it's rough and ready
in the corner.
Like,
And I had to do the full lot, take everything off and
fuck off, please. You did not.
Well, like, I mean,
but like, let's toilet her team blurs.
Yeah, but like, I don't know how people do that as a balancing act. Like, I kind of tried to keep it up, but like, ultimately, it's always going to fall off. I just kind of draped over my shoulders.
Yeah, there's nothing worse.
And the worst part of all is like, I definitely didn't have all my bits and pieces, like, you know,
manicured.
Maintenance was done. So I was like, fuck.
Laser.
Anyway. Yeah, laser. Like, I sure haven't done that. But actually, Shiva. Sorry, I'm jumping from one thing to another. That was fine. I got everything off and just got on with it.
Okay.
But I was in my head kind of like, oh, I'm mortified for myself.
Oh, God.
But I'm definitely, no one's looking or whatever.
Jeez, I hope nobody from the Piper's Corner.
Sorry,
was there.
I did yoga Cooper Shafflin with very hairy armpits.
Proud of me. I am so proud of you. That's even more impressive than your 29-minute 5K.
I took a picture in the dressing room.
Oh, come on, show us your pits.
I hated how I looked in it, so I didn't send it to you. And I was like, I need, like, what's weirder, me doing yoga with hairy bits or me taking a selfie of my pit?
Oh my god, look at this.
I love when people send me pictures of their hairy pits.
Really?
People are like, look what I did. I'm like, go fucking you.
Yeah. Yes, you're changing people's body perspective, actually.
Yeah, looking
but
sorry,
at day. To answer your question, anyway, if needs be, like, I'll get it all off. Yeah, sure.
Will you? You'll rag off in the changing room.
Yeah.
Oh god, I'm actually such a prude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, have that tail wrapped up around me. I hate getting my tits out in public.
Oh, do you?
Hate it. Although I just do it on a beach in Spain or Italy or something.
Yeah,
or something. But like in a changing room, no, I just wouldn't.
I think it depends now for me. Oh, go on.
That's a great little start.
A great start.
Fucking curly. It's some of them were
really. It wasn't 5 o'clock.
Let's have a look.
there was.
Okay, no. So rub your gnismo. There's a little bit more than stubble there.
Yeah,
they're very light, actually. Yeah, they're very light.
I was actually in a gym before. Oh my god. Well, I won't say where. And you know, it was a funny setup. It was like really bougie but small. And like, so say the table here in front of us was like the bench where like you put your bags and stuff, and then this mm-hmm. was where the lockers were. So you could sit here or you could sit there, but the, like the space between was small.
Okay.
So there was a bananaculum, and anyway, she was doing the full body moisturise, and she whipped the leg up here, like,
like Sharon Stone.
Oh my god!
And I get it. Like, sure, look, she needed to moisturise the legs by all means.
Yeah.
But I was.
She moisturised the flaps too. Like,
I didn't see her moisturise the flaps, but I was like, do you know, just your fag, Cooper's second. I was like, this is.
Oh my god,
it's like,
it's intimate, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But fair play to
Well, Tommy Trish galore kind of, Ian, of obviously Miel or Ocleuchtmar, you know, that is so important to our mental and physical health. But what about a more holistic view of your health? I mean, to Genevieve and Ruth Ella, Thosais, I don't know, out there in terms of looking after your health, having a full, I don't know, body.
No, to me, it's actually Gahana Shigashin. We make Larry Lakin and a train all ahead to gym Ermodin, actually. I'm Sushesh and Roth. The kind of like, Nawoop, Luna Woof watches. I don't know. Yeah. August Darren Chilat, like Narudhi or Fod, like Mosra the Garev, Drucki, a Cuddle Togget. All the things you can do that will improve your recovery. So, like, if you take like a B12 tablet or whatever, it'll improve it by 2%. If you journal, it says it'll improve your recovery by 2%. Yeah. So, like, I think Shinrod Gurkor the Mianov, but I'm actually shocking for all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm too addicted to screens to plug out. Cared Foods, Louise.
Yeah, Michelin. It's funny, when I come back to Dublin, it sometimes happens if I've like spent the weekend in Limerick and I'm a rash and show, I'll find the first night I will be tossing and turning for ages to get to sleep. So I've tried a few hacks for that, I guess, like wellness bits and pieces. So going to a late night yoga, if I'm up on a Sunday night, for kind of machnav more than exercise, is so good for me. It just allows me to come down and chill.
And be in your body.
Like. Be in my body, yeah. And then Rodella, like, I find I try to like, I'm like, how do I fucking feel like I'm about to fall asleep on the yoga mat? But then I get into my bed and I'm like, So I don't know, was I gauged to the podcast or where I saw it, Erlina, but a little bit of like lavender oil behind the ears. It just, there's a nice little smell.
Okay. Can I give you one of them?
You did give me a roll on one. You did the Nullug. And then Bio something beats. Have you ever listened to these?
I listen to
Nocturnal Beats.
I listen to them for focus because I think I've ADHD.
So there's a great sleep one, and I have it here.
Binaural, isn't it?
Binaural,
yeah.
So have a listen to this now, would be Michelle Donnamacallagh. Like, see what you think of this. I kind of like it.
I thought you were going to put on my little thing there. I was like, here we fucking go. You should just listen to that kind of bed.
Well, it just sounds like I'm in a spa, doesn't it?
Yeah. I listen to that kind of stuff. I meditate every morning, as you know, and I also journal. And I, like, honestly, the days when I haven't journaled yet in the morning, I can feel myself. I'm like, no, I need to just dump all this in, and I just free write.
But are you like Dear Diary?
No, I just free write. A lot of the times, I've been having absolutely fucking mental dreams lately, and I've spoke about this before. I feel like some of my dreams are like prophetic. We'll do a whole other podcast on that. But
actually, just on the dream thing, and she said something about this. Okay, sorry to people who are really into this, I'm going to get it wrong. It's a magnetic shift in the universe, and we're in this big Aquarius moon or something. And there's been a lot of full moons, Lejani, that have been really cursed. Stockladini,
Ringlodi. I actually noticed this is mad as well, but look, there's a full moon last weekend, and I like really noticed that in my form. And it wasn't until somebody else said it, and I was like, God, why was I just kind of out of sorts the last 3 years? Because there's new moon. Sorry, like, I sound like the biggest fucking head the ball when I talk about this.
You actually don't. Do you know how when we were growing up, right? So Dad's really into history of the family tree. Cantillon, okay, the name comes from Chant de Lune, like the cry to the moon. The cry of the lunatic to the moon. So anyway, apparently, like, if you go far enough back and you go to the mythology and everything of the name in the Norman times, we would have been so affected by the moon. So there's always, like, I think, well, Dad has always said, there's been like a streak of madness in the family, and always at its worst.
We'd attest to it.
Winkety. the Galtonus, but maybe yeah. It's Rodegan to point out le, I don't know, it's the time of the
yeah
the moon cycle or yeah. Whatever.
Oh, it's Chandelure.
Yeah,
it's so true.
You're interested in this.
It fucking does.
Louise yeah. Chandelure. No, but like just on Tan and Frankie show, I think. Yeah.
Louise Cantillon. Chandelure.
I'm going to give you just one. I'm going to leave you with one thing because we're talking about this. And I'm a real big believer in like getting to know your body and all the signs of your body. And I definitely think as women as well, you go on the pill, like, you know, young, and you don't really get to know different aspects of your yeah. body. And I think that's a huge thing. But, you know, I was plagued for a really long time. I had a huge problem with, I would get UTIs all the time and I'd be straight. I just knew I was a well-oiled machine, get on the antibiotics, that's going to sort it out. And like, I would literally be on maybe 3 or 4 courses of antibiotics a year just to get rid of these UTIs. Didn't know how to stop it. Like, my mom and my aunts and everything were like, you know, always talking to me about it, being like, this is fucking ridiculous, like, because they turn into kidney infections and stuff. Anyway, I went to go see this holistic woman about my health in general, which was pretty good, but I'm always looking at, like, you know, different things that I can be doing to help it. And she was like, she picked up on it straight away. After, backstory to this, I was in Dubai for a month with work, and I got the first day, got off the plane, knew straight away, I was like, there's a fucking UTI here now. I spent a fucking grand to get a doctor to come out to. It was on New Year's Eve. Now, whatever, she gave me 2 injections on my arse, 1 on my right cheek, 1 on the left, and Jesus, I was flying that night. And I got all the antibiotics and stuff, but you can imagine, like, what a way to start off the trip. Yeah. You know, anyway, came back from Dubai, went to see this holistic woman, and she picked up on it straight away, because it was totally gone out of my head at that stage. Like, unless I was suffering with them, sure, I wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm picking something up around your pelvic area. There's something going on there. What's the story? And I was like, oh, that's funny you'd say that, actually, because I'm plagued with UTIs a lot. And she's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, there's something there. She's like, you need to stop using tampons. That was 2 years ago, and I haven't had a UTI since.
No.
There's so much fucking chemicals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's totally... And I haven't changed anything else. I have not been on a course of antibiotics since then. Oh no, sorry, I lie, after my accident. Another excuse to talk about
who's
the accident.
Editing this podcast, need to cut that out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Anna Himmel.
So yeah. Any girls out there that are suffering with the UTIs, I'm telling you, girls, get rid of the tampons, and you will just change your life. Yeah. Like, because they used to happen to me at really, like, random times when I'd be really run down. I would just, you know, get it.
Cain Van Shin, a hug on kind of on Corlish and this.
Van O'Funtanclor, she was actually from Poland. Katia, I think, and ran him to.
Kitty and Garma Vieki, like she was just a holistic healer.
So she was actually what she calls a soul reader.
Oh.
She's a bit mad, yeah. Carolum Vishi Dulfakin, she was like, oh, you should actually, like, just talk to this woman. And I was like, oh, sure, I will, for the crack. And the inn, and yeah, like, Fiocchi Shin saw Sarah, like, straight away. I hadn't said anything about it because it had, again, it kind of gone out of my head. And yeah, isn't that mad?
Yeah,
I never had. So I'm a great woman and to, like, get to know your body. Because the same thing was, I was trying to get back in the coffee. I'm allergic to tannins in coffee and red wine. And I
Well, do Irish Asturish?
Irish Asturish, because, you know, I thought that you're, I was like, I gave it about 2 years not going on it. Then I went on it again, and I'm not joking, or a bit of TMI, but, like, I was fucking crippled with cramps that month, and I never get anything at all. Like, I wouldn't even notice like that my time of the month was coming up. It was so bad, I had to take Diphene. Like, that's so bad. And it was because I was back in the coffee. Then I was like, right, stop in the coffee. And since, no bother. Isn't that wild?
Mohin Gultos a Harvet, like, in tune with the curb.
Yeah, but this is a big sprukle, couple of blien in us. And I feel like now I really feel things in my body now. I read something great there, and I think it's true. I actually wrote it down, so I was like, fuck,
Jesus, there in butterfingers and you have
nothing. It's because I'm having caffeine now, so I'm jittery.
Withdrawals.
So
withdrawals, girl.
The heart reacts way before the mind starts talking. And I'm a big believer in that. Like, before, like, do you know the way you can feel something in your body? And then it takes me a while. I used to think before that I knew straight away how I felt about something, but actually I don't think that's true. I think that, like, I need to let things marinate for a bit more before I figure out. But, like, I've very visceral reactions in my corp.
Yeah.
Like, how I feel about things, or, you know, I can feel it. Yeah. I don't know, what's your Martin?
Woman's intuition.
Woman's intuition, go.
Oh, free the intuition. I think your intuition is something that's so underrated and not explored enough and not celebrated enough and maybe not paid enough attention to. I have really started to try and make myself in tune with my intuition because you know the way I really think before I speak, I'm quite like a yes woman. I'll just be like, hey, I can do it, I can do it.
Got to on a positive, like, or the toxically positive.
Absolutely. And like to my own
detriment.
So Lejeune, I was like, you know, something Darren said really like stuck with me. She was like, Louise, you're so fucking flat out all the time, you need to cut the fat from the rasher. And I was like, okay, that's a great analogy, so I need to start thinking about it, like, what is the fat I need to just cut out? The fat.
We made Jerry sweet of a Ruth Kane. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm really going to, like, you know, if something crosses my plate that I'm like, oh, like, you know, naturally my instinct is to say yes, just take a beat and really think about it, and then, like, you know, think with your head and your heart and your gut or whatever. And I've gotten this feeling just in my stomach, actually, not in my heart, but in my stomach, that's kind of telling me, like, I think it's my gut, like, being like, no, just say no. For the longest time, like, for, I think, Raven Mahale, I've never had a gut instinct to say no, and I think it's happening, and it's scaring me, actually. Because I'm like, oh, Cain Fall, like, you know, I'm like, why?
Okay, fuck, what's your authority into your life?
Or kind of just like,
tattoo.
Am I a garu marguna?
I fast niece, tattoo garu niece abby.
Just
like,
all grown up.
I don't know, that sounds,
you're
like
just ascending.
Hocus pocusy as well, though. Like, at the same time, maybe I'm just starting to fucking think more. Do you know?
Yeah. Better growling to kyok, dog is now tattoo occur on tolish in a vime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually noticed that me alert led any go to any spar igley of situations because Rimish, like, we'd always be like, oh, sure, Louise, like, sure, to Gochrod optimistic, to Gochrod brilliant, to Gochrod, but I have noticed that go to any spar and ish being like, me make into
it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And maybe it took for life to get so chaotic to the point that I barely could come up for air that I was like, if I actually don't stop now and start to decide.
You're protecting your peace in it.
And my social battery is another thing I'm trying to charge.
Well, I say that's gone from Saturday night, is it?
Oh, fucking full of
flat.
Listen, it'll be charging away up there now for the week till I get you next week. Well, does it come out like a shin and Shiva?
No, Neil, like, I mean, I guess you live show. I'm like, I really need to do more holistic stuff. I need to cur Aumer Latte where I'm not egg over new egg den of Rodhagen, you know, like we've said it before, my relaxing time, I'm watching things at all times, but that's not a thought aim them fain consween of era muquid mohukan. So I need to, he's always give me a bit of a smack of reality. I feel like I'm so plugged in technologically, but like Nimahan Rodhagen.
Yeah, but I think that too, Anna.
I'm dulling my senses.
I'm dulling my senses
by doing that.
I don't know. I think when I think of you, you're very suscondata, and you're also so bloody efficient. Like, and you know what? Efficient at a very high standard.
Yeah.
Like, you're a great woman. If you're going to do something, you'll get it done quick and you'll get it done well.
But also, I think we'll do that de entertain because Tatu Anna, like, it's not like you're totally. You do think deeply about things because you know, you do have knowledgeable, you know,
Neil, it's not full of
things.
I think the difference is you're a realist and Darren and I are probably more like dreamers and live. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I often am thinking to myself, and I think I'm getting worse. I was like, I actually genuinely live in my own little fucking bubble of reality. And see, now when I come in here, like, into town and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I'm stepping into the real world for a while. and then I'm going to retreat back into my own space where it's just fiddles and folklore and learning weird words and meditating.
In that world. I want to live in your world, Darren.
Yeah, and I'm getting worse. Anyway, look, Colleeny, I think the moral of the story is a holistic view to your health. We're in that era.
Yeah, Tor Ara did fine. And do you know, actually, Kerry Kevin's if we homeopathy?
Ta Kulkaharlum actually, Tushy train all of a homeopath and Ta May Dolchik and Mialer Machrakan, because Ta, I was telling you about the time.
For those of us now who find that a very big word, what's a homeopath?
It's a different way of treating things. So my uncle is Tradelia A, but he also is a homeopath. So it's, you basically, there are these little kind of tiny little balls that are coated in different, I don't know, liquids, formulas, medicines, but they're natural. Yeah, it's natural stuff, and they'll tip it into a little cup for you, and they'll say, "Don't let this touch your fingers before you eat it. Knock it back. Have it twice a day for 3 weeks." And but it's all natural stuff, you know, like it's not. It's not drugs, it's not pharmaceuticals, it's I don't even know what the ingredients would be, but it's all natural stuff. And like he has cured my sister's sinus issue, he has cured my dog's arthritis. Wow. It's fucking magic stuff. And like, some people would find it quite wishy-washy, but it's incredible. And he treats the whole family. We'll get in touch and be like, "We have an ailment, this is what it is." Someone would be like, "I'm having bad dreams," and he'll sort it. You know,
I'm a great believer. It was my cousin who figured out that I was allergic to tannins in tea and in wine and stuff. So I'm a great believer. We'll have to do another how-to on that now.
By the way, we do
believe in science and vaccines and stuff like that.
For full disclosure here, there's people at the doctor and the Gloucester girls who'll be shouting at this, being like, "Hocus fucking pocus."
No, we do believe in that. But like, fuck me, to get a GP, I couldn't get a GP when I was in Clare. When things are bad, you gotta go where you can get your relief. Do you know what I mean?
But no, toners.
Exactly, for the old iron fix.
Toners better give us a spawn con after all the shout outs.
Okay. They knew me in there, actually. They said hello to me.
Boosh na shachtane.
Okay, Cian Whimsical, August Mwydir, and I don't know, tangent show, I'll say bring loidach, bring load.
Yeah.
It's quite nice, dreaming. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what word I'd have for bring load? I'd never say bring load, I'd say tyriff.
Alling.
Tyriff, yeah.
Oh, is it just a nail laying come on, not will?
Yeah.
Or is that scummy?
A nail is no, well, I'm just thinking of Aisling Gael. Nail is like a wink, a nail cuddle or something, I think.
Yeah, as in like a nap.
So, Kubler, so you have Aisling nail.
No, not nail.
No,
Aisling. Aisling is Aisling is kind of like a vision.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say gulle for your gut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Marathon.
Oh, good question.
Muscles.
Oh. On the ass.
No. Yeah, which we all have loads of at the moment, isn't it?
Six packs, 8, 12.
I've got maybe one. A little pot belly, and I'm proud of it. Okay, Colleen, Shine Wenga and Tachtan Show. Slán!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, a wilt hussa igiri nismo how to gael idle hail? Well, ta dan urtugung div.
Yes, Tom Whit Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge, August nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tor Talk Yuk Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.